This is Mitch Chester from the Climate Monitor podcast. We'll get back to the next part of this episode in just a moment. When we decided to expand our climate and sea level rise messages to the podcast world, I had a lot of questions like, how do I record an episode quickly and with quality with just my phone? How do I get our message into all the apps people like to listen to? And how do I make money from my podcast? The answer to every one of these questions is really quite simple. Anchor. Anchor is a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing your podcast. Best of all, it's 100% free and ridiculously easy to use. And now Anchor can match you with great sponsors who want to advertise on your podcast. That means you can get paid to podcast right away. In fact, that's what I'm doing right now by reading this ad. One of the reasons I like Anchor is the process is fast and efficient. In less than an hour, our podcast is ready to go. Anchor does all the technical work. I concentrate on the content. So if you've always wanted to start a podcast and make money doing it, go to anchor.fm/start to join me and the diverse community of podcasters already using Anchor. That's anchor.fm/start. Your podcast deserves a reliable platform. That's Anchor. Now, back to the episode. Now, on the Climate Monitor podcast, landslides are a growing risk to the poorest. Waterlogged hillsides are dangerous. For those who live on them or further downhill, they can be deadly. The global risk from landslides is rising. This report is by Tim Radford of the Climate News Network from London, September 3, 2018. He reports, lethal landslides are on the increase. Between 2004 and 2016, sudden cascades of rock, rubble, and mud have claimed at least 50,000 lives, and fatal slips down unstable hillside slopes have already steadily increased this century, according to new research. British geographers report in the journal Natural Hazards and Earth System Sciences that they had amassed a database of 4,800 fatal landslides since 2004 and found that at least 700 of them had what they called a direct human fingerprint. They happened because people built on unstable soils, they mined legally and illegally, they cut into hillsides, and they allowed pipes to break. In addition, heavy rainfall, earthquakes, explosions, dam collapses, and freezing and thawing also set the earth moving at greater speeds, with deadly consequences. The researchers also report that they found that other catalogs of natural disaster consistently underestimated the toll extracted by landslides. One study found that the International Disaster Database, maintained by the International Disaster Community, underestimated the number of fatal landslides by between 1,400% and 2,000%, often because the death tolls from such events were lumped in with other forms of disaster that might precipitate landslip, among them volcanic eruption, earthquake, and flooding. Melanie Froude of the University of Sheffield, who led the study, said, quote, "We were aware that humans are placing increasing pressure on their local environment, but it was surprising to find clear trends within the database that fatal landslides triggered by construction, illegal hill cutting, and illegal mining were increasing globally during the period of 2004 to 2016. All of the countries in the Premier League for fatal landslides were in Asia. One in five of these happened in India, but Pakistan, Myanmar, and the Philippines also suffered increasing losses. Such findings are no surprise. First, there are more people on the planet looking for new places to live and new ways of making a living, and the poorest are always more likely to be forced to the margins to live on or in the shadow of dangerous, unstable slopes. Second, the world is warming. For every extra degree Celsius, the moisture-holding capacity of the atmosphere increases by about 7%, so more rain is likely to fall with ever greater intensity to saturate more soil and dislodge more rock. The researchers found that 79% of all landslides could be linked to rainfall. And with greater warming, there is a greater hazard of devastating superstorms, along with hurricanes and tropical cyclones that deliver the conditions for catastrophic floods, not just in Asia, but in Europe and the United States. Paradoxically, extremes of heat and drought can also create dangerous slopes. Dangerous wildfires can remove the tree cover that stops hillsides from slipping and drive people from their homes to places that could later be just as hazardous. Research like this is never just academic. The point of such studies is to draw attention to natural disasters that need never have happened and identify the communities most at risk. And these, the scientists say, are more frequently in poor countries, with the poorest of all disproportionately at risk. The point the scientists make is that there is nothing inevitable about a natural disaster. Human error, heedlessness, and ignorance all contribute to loss, suffering, and death. According to Dr. Frood, with appropriate regulation to guide engineering design, education and enforcement by regulation by specialist instructors, landslides triggered by construction, mining, and hill cutting are entirely preventable. Thanks for joining this installment of the Climate Monitor podcast. I'm Mitch Chester. Climate Monitor, Earth's Climate Channel, stream broadcasts as a public service video and films about climate change and sea level rise issues, research, news, and solutions on Roku TV, Amazon Fire TV with Alexa, and at climatemonitor.tv. The Climate News Network is a free and objective service publishing a daily news story on climate and energy issues. For insightful climate reporting, please visit climatenewsnetwork.net. And please check this space for additional Climate Monitor podcasts and support our efforts by going to anchor.fm/climate-monitor, where you can make a small donation.